Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yeah, beautiful Arizona, good morning to you.
Here comes the summer, Romy.
It's here. Had a beautiful drive down from Payson this morning.
Yeah?
It's been a while since I've been on that side of Arizona. Growing up, we always had Boy Scouts running up to Camp Geronimo, or we'd camp on the rim, or we'd go help build the Bible Church in Nutrioso, or whatever the case is. We were always on the beeline, but it's been a long time since I've been on that side. Man, I will tell you, it is going to be a really pretty drive. It is right now, but when those saguaros bloom, there was a lot of them that didn't have flowers on top, but just past the Saguaro Lake turnoff up to about Mesquite Wash, it seemed like the majority of the saguaros had flowers on top just waiting to bloom. But you get past that, and it, for whatever reason, there wasn't a lot of blooms on top of the saguaro. But you know, you've got the yellow palaverdes, and you've got the red cactus blooms, and now we're getting ready to get into our white saguaro blooms. And you know what looks like a really fun ride I've never really thought about this morning, but that Rye Creek, when you're going to Payson, it's the last little establishment. There used to be that junkyard that I don't think is there anymore.
All the bicycles?
Yeah.
What? Was there last time
Was it? Maybe I missed it driving by looking at all the billboards just to see what's new and going on this side of Arizona. I'm going to have to look when I go back. But when you look at the creek and you're driving up, it looks like that creek goes a long way north. And then when you're coming back down, you can see it go into Roosevelt. And that just looks like a really nice, easy stretch. And there's a big ranch that you barely get a peek of as you're going northbound. Right about 323 mile marker, you can see it off to the right. It's just a really quick glance. That looks like a really fun ride. There's trails, signs all over the place. The Barnhart Trail, hiking, riding over here.
And then, Rosie and I have done that one with the horses.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful part of Arizona. I bet it was a morning like this 56 years ago that Robert McCollum was looking at his plane. Yes, McCollum chainsaws. He also made motorboats, or engines, I should say. And he was looking for a place to test his new outboard motors and look down over Lake Havasu and said, you know what? That's where I'm going to go build my next plant, start testing my motorboats. And sure enough, he did. He recruited a gentleman by the name of Cornelius Vanderbilt Wood, who had just wrapped up with a development for another visionary, someone you may have heard of by the name of Walt Disney, on a little project you probably know called Disneyland. And they formed the Lake Havasu Irrigation Drainage District in 1963 and incorporated 1978, one of the newer cities in Arizona.
Fun place to go now.
Lake Havasu is there thanks to the Parker Dam. We had a listener write in and say, well, isn't Lake Havasu on the Colorado River? So it's really just like a river and not a lake, right? Well, most of our lakes are on rivers. I mean, you
all
look
but
at
two.
You look at Lake Havasu, and I don't know if it's because there's a lake name and there's also a town name. You know, so you can say Lake Havasu, and technically you're talking about the lake. If you're talking about the town, you get it's Lake Havasu City. And I don't know if that creates a disconnect because there's no like Pleasant City and Lake Pleasant. Mm-hmm. There's no Powell, Lake Powell City. There's Lake Havasu and Lake Havasu City, so it creates this disconnect. But, you know, along the Colorado River, we have Lake Powell, we have Lake Mead, we have Lake Havasu. Coming down the Salt River, you've got the San Carlos, you've got Roosevelt, you've got Canyon, Apache, Saguaro. Coming down the Verde, you've got Bartlett. Above that's Horseshoe. Coming down the Agua Fria, you have Lake Pleasant. All of our lakes are dammed up rivers.
Part of our reservoir system, and I counted 26 this morning just looking it up.
You know what?
26 dams.
Did that count Tempe Town Lake?
I didn't see it on there.
That's one more that I forget about, but that's, again, along that Salt River coming across. So, yes, Lake Havasu is on the Colorado River, but it's dammed up by Parker Dam, and we'll talk a little bit more about the details and the massive size. The shoreline that creates on Lake Havasu City alone is larger than some states.
Wow.
So we put together those stats and we'll cover them a little bit later in the program. We've got a special guest on the line. But before we get to Wendy Davis, director of the Racetrack Industry Program from University of Arizona, we're going to talk about the Belmont Stakes that's on today. I had to read this. We had the 75th anniversary of D-Day. I don't think anybody could have escaped that fact. It was everywhere, and a lot of great tributes, and they had one of the survivors even parachuted back down. He was 92 years old.
I saw that picture.
What a man.
Oh, man.
And he wanted to do it again. I don't blame him.
Well, the day before, the Wall Street Journal published this on Thursday, Dwight Eisenhower wrote a letter to his wife. Did you catch that?
Mm-mm.
Darling, starting tomorrow, and this is the day before D-Day.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow, I have a series of trips that will last without interruption from 6 to 10 days. If you have a lapse in arriving letters, don't jump to at the conclusion that I don't want to write. I simply have no opportunity to pick up a pen. I'm a bit smied in my mind as to subjects to write about. So many things are taboo, and the individual with whom you are acquainted, including myself, all go along in accustomed ways. Mickey is a jewel. I often wonder how I exist without him. Anyway, the real purpose of this note was to say I'm well. Love you as much as ever, all the time, day and night. Your picture in a gift frame is directly in front of the desk. I look at you all the time.
Is that the end?
There's another in my room. Look at you always, Ike.
That's pretty poignant.
Whew.
I was thinking on the way in, Romy, there's a lot of good men. You know, you guys kind of get the rap these days, but there are a lot of good men.
It's Father's Day next Sunday, guys.
That's right.
I just want to let you know.
Man, can you imagine that? And then having to do what you had to do
no.
the next day. So, if you missed that, it was in Thursday's Wall Street Journal. I'm keeping that clipping. That's quite an accomplishment. It was National Fishing and Boating Week. We had a lot of fun with that in the office and shared pictures from team members from all over the state. And we mentioned those reservoirs. We have almost every single one of those. I think the only one we don't have a picture of someone from the office on I think we're missing Apache Lake and Roosevelt Lake. I know we have some in the archives. We just haven't been able to find them. But that was something we shared on our Facebook and Twitter accounts this week and had a lot of fun with in the comments and
the one that
got
the most, the one that got the most feedback was one of your son Remy sitting on Rosie's lap from a couple years ago. It was really cute.
He did not like that Life Fest. Today is the Belmont, and we've got Wendy Davis back on the line to join us. We had her on for ahead of the Kentucky Derby. We had her on ahead of the Preakness, which this is the first year we have not seen all three of those races live. Roxy, one of our daughters, was in the Mike Johnson qualifier jackpot in Prescott. So we were at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds when they were running the Preakness. And today our other daughter, Tinley, is in the high school finals at Payson, so we'll be at the Payson Rodeo Grounds, and we'll miss two of the three races in the Triple Crown. But, Wendy, what can we expect today in the Belmont?
Wow, today, who knows? The first two races in the Triple Crown brought so many interesting surprises. We're kind of waiting to see what unique things happen today. But after the disqualification in the Derby and then the riderless horse in the Preakness. Hopefully today's race goes absolutely smoothly and the way most of the races go as we watch them across the country every day. But interesting group of horses today. There's one horse in it who's been in both of the other Triple Crown races, and that's War of Will, and he is the horse that won the Preakness. Also one of the horses that was probably interfered with, probably cost a chance of a better placing in the Derby. So it will be interesting to see how he runs today. Four others were in the Derby, but skipped the Preakness, and three of them, or two others, were in the Preakness, but not in the Derby. So we have some familiar faces. We also have some new faces and some new trainers coming in today. So the Belmont is always a real wild card because it's a mile and a half race. None of these horses have ever gone a mile and a half, and a lot of the horses, the thoroughbreds today, are not really bred for this distance race. It's a longer race than we usually see in this country. There's a couple other long races on the card today, so there's some excellent racing, but it's really going to be interesting to see who comes out on top today.
And do you ever put money down? I can't do it. It takes it out of the fun out of it for me when I end up, you know, if I was going to bet on something, then I'd be biased to one horse over the other. Are you putting your money on any horse today?
Well, I have to admit that I am not much of a handicapper. I bet with my heart instead of my head. I understand what all the numbers mean, and I know there are some people who relish working that puzzle to figure out, given all the statistics, who will be the winner today. My favorite part of racing is looking at the horses and looking at the pedigrees and looking at the animals themselves before they run. So if I'm not there and I don't have a horse that's, you know, one of the home team, if you will, I usually sit it out, and like you, I enjoy the sport.
And that's today at what time?
It's about 3:30 Arizona time. There's a number of races, in fact, 10 stakes races today at Belmont Park. So it's a huge day of racing and some multiple million-dollar races. They're giving away almost $11 million today in prize money. So it's an incredible day of racing.
Well, very good. Wendy Davis, director of the Racetrack Industry Program at U of A, thanks for joining us. And you can watch the Belmont today, all the different tracks around Arizona. You've got Turf Paradise has a buffet going on. You've got Rito Downs in Tucson. You also have the Arizona Downs that opened back up in Prescott for race fans.